Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Howdy, welcome, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. A couple of minutes late, the adventures of live radio. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a great doubleheader today, Ian Goldberg. He's the founder and CEO of iSport 360, the app that really keeps communication between youth coaches, youth parents, the kids themselves, and is very, very active through this very difficult period of time in the world of communication. He's returning. And then Mary Leonard, she's a longtime president of New York City's U.S. Athletic Training Center. She's a former dancer, choreographer, personal trainer, to the arts. Then the sports doctor's in first. Ian Goldberg, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Thanks. Greetings, Dr. Bob.
Great to have, you know, real holiday. Happy holiday, everybody. 30-second holiday story. A couple of years ago, Ian is my guest on the Sports Doctor. We have a great show. About a week later, I get a call from my sister, Arlene, in New Jersey. Bobby, you had Ian Goldberg on the radio, his family. We go back 40 years. He's been on numerous times since. Ian, give us some background on you and iSport 360.
You mean other than us being like family, Dr. Bob?
Exactly. You know what? I try to do it in under like 60 seconds because you're already a couple of minutes late.
Yeah. Great. So I'm a New Jersey sports dad. I have two daughters. I coach them in soccer and basketball. I'm very active in the youth sports community. I started iSport 360 just a few years ago because I felt like parents and coaches and kids just needed to do a better job of communicating and collaborating. And, you know, the pandemic came along and it became even more important to help keep teams together. So the timing's important and we're working really hard to help the youth sports community through this pandemic.
Yes, because Ian is one of the group of tremendous champions that take part on the Sports Doctor in the whole world of youth sports and youth sports safety. Our friends at the National Alliance of Youth Sports, working with parents and sports in England, and some of the different groups, all interested. The great documentary, It's Gonna Happen, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports with Chesapeake Films, Joel Franco. And so keeping people educated. You know, Ian, one of the things I always hit me when you talked about what i360 was all about, you said it's almost like a report card, you know, for we all grew up with report cards. And so having that kind of feedback and initiating communication with the parents and coaches and the kids had really, really had stuck out to me. And you guys have come a long way, baby, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a good year or two, and even with the pandemic. But you know, parents always want to know how their kids are doing in youth sports. They want to know why their kids started in this game or maybe didn't get much playing time. And that whole feedback loop is so important. Yeah. So it's a report card and more.
Yes, of course. During the pandemic, and whoever I've had on, Ian, from around the world, whatever their thing was, whether they were a coach, whether they were an athlete, whether they were an author, whatever it was, they were all part of our community trying to deal with everything involved with the pandemic. And youth sports is, hey, are they even playing? Or what about all the off time? What about the mental kinds of anxiety and stresses? It doesn't matter if you're a superstar or a parent of a young boy or girl athlete. This has been a nightmare. It, you know, college basketball is, oh, by the way, 40 games were canceled. So being part of the education and keeping people informed And, you know, your newsletter's also got some great mixed-in humor, you know, that you guys feature, because the youth sports world is a $20 billion a year industry. It's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. And you're in the middle of all of that, Ian, aren't you?
Yeah, without a doubt. You and I, we both share concern for a lot of causes. Overuse injuries are one of them. But I think right now, in the middle of this pandemic, I don't think anything is more important than the mental health of these kids who are stuck, you know, sitting in their bedrooms on virtual school all day. They're not getting out. They're not being with their teammates. They're not being active and having fun. And so it's really important, even more important than their sports skills and their fitness right now, is their emotional fitness.
Absolutely. If you could throw your parents in, their teachers and their coaches, whomever, you know, that might be. And there's absolutely no doubt about it. It's one of our biggest challenges. And as we speak, of course, it's ongoing. And we're just going to have to work our way through. What's the site for people to find out all about iSport? Is it iSport360.com, Ian?
That's right, iSport360.com.
So you know, you're a tech guy, you say. Again, you're a sports dad. So, of course, when you're a sports dad, I always have to ask how your sports psychology skills are going. Talking about the same mental game.
They're being tested right now in every facet, in my own home, when I'm at the ball fields, when I'm coaching. But I learned an amazing thing from the 11-year-old girls that I coach in soccer. My daughter's one of them. They said straight out, you know, coach, we get to the field after a day of virtual school, and we can't focus. And we want to run around and get loose. It's very hard to transition right into a soccer practice. And so one of the things we've been doing, and I highly recommend, is making a little time before you get started with any sports practice. Let the kids have some fun. Let them play amongst themselves. Let them do, you know, fun relay races. And if it's exercise, taking a jog, whatever they need.
Spend some time doing, you know, what kids do, you know, at all levels of the challenge of youth sports. There's this mixture of competition, of teammates, of all of these different things that go into the sports experience when we're talking about some of these growing kids. And one of the biggest problems is it's all been overdone times 100. We talk about overkill all the time, and mentally also. Who can't remember the last time there was a yelling, screaming match on the sidelines of a Little League game that you didn't really, really see about? Matter of fact, the contribution you make in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you talk about parents' behavior, right?
That's
and
exactly
you talk about
right.
all of those kinds of things. And, of course, now our world has been turned upside down. And I think it's terrific, and I bet you're getting great cooperation, paying big attention to this is the mental challenge behavior of these kids. Let's add fun as best we can. Now, I know you connect a lot of these kids, of course, in this world we're in a very, very safe manner so that kids could also get involved also, right?
That's correct. So we help kids stay in touch with their teammates even when their teams are in lockdown, because we provide them with a virtual locker room. It's a safe, secure place for teammates to connect and share videos, share TikTok videos, share sticker rewards. You know, think about what the playlist is going to be at the next practice. So it's a fun place for the kids. It helps keep them connected.
And it's a safe. Yeah, you stress that big time. It is a safe place. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back 5, 7, 8, 9 years. I think before that we were using reel-to-reel. We have to check it out for you. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an endless array of different topics and things that we stress so much on The Sports Doctor, whether it's the world of concussions, whether it's the challenge, what's the best shoe for your son or daughter, We have a lot of exciting educational information on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, talking again to one of the champions of youth sports communication and challenge that we've gotten into. And I think this virtual chat room is a terrific idea. How many kids, Ian, are taking part in this?
We have about 19,000 people that are using our app
wow.
right now. We have about 120,000 sports parents and coaches who are reading our newsletter. So we're pretty thrilled with the growth. And youth sports is just something that touches so many families and is a passion for so many people.
Yes, you have a lot of partnerships now. I've watched as you've gotten together with so many of the different people. Half of them come on my radio show. Talk about some of the different groups that you're active along with and you're a spokesman for. Talk about some of the groups.
We like to surround ourselves with thought leaders, people like you, people like the guests you bring on your show. So we love the work that National Alliance for Youth Sports is doing, or the National Council on Youth Sports, or the Positive Coaching Alliance. And the nice thing is they've really embraced what we're doing because we're bringing technology as a solution to some of the challenges out
yes.
there.
That's a big deal. That's where your techie thing comes in. Absolutely, where you're putting together the kinds of things that really make sense today when you're talking about getting these kids to communicate. Of course, again, the challenge that we're facing now regarding safety, regarding are the kids even in school, regarding is anybody playing any sport, and understanding that this is an impossibility, and then trying to really do something in order to be able to add some positive feedback, and again, very educational feedback. I think that's really something you pay a lot of attention to. Before we run out of time, too, and you have your newsletter, can people find out about information from A to Z with you and iSport 360 at the site?
Yeah, iSport360.com is the site, and you can sign up for the newsletter. You can try out the app. We have a free 21-day trial for everyone, so we'd love for your guests to give it a try.
How old are your girls, Ian?
They are 11 and 15 now.
Okay, and they soccer players?
Soccer and basketball, and I think I wrote an article recently because I think I surpassed my 2,000th hour of volunteer coaching. Think about the commitment.
Hey, you're a champion, you know.
It's a big investment of time.
SportsDoc is telling you, number one, make sure they pay big attention to strengthening their feet and ankles and stability, and pay big attention to orthotic control, especially if you're such a close family friend.
Thank you. It's important for girls
about,
at this age.
Yes. This is where you start to see the anatomical differences biomechanically when we're talking about so much running and so much physical activity. And the goal, of course, of the sports doctor, along with iSport 360, we want to be able to prevent problems as best we can. And it's amazing how, again, like you said, it's right now it's this big, big, big attention to physically. Is any schools playing any sports in New Jersey?
The schools are cutting back, but the private clubs, like club basketball organizations, are still planning to play. We just put a great article in our newsletter just yesterday talking about the guidelines that people should be considering as parents, as coaches, as organizers of sports programs this winter with indoor sports.
Yes, we posted it. People could find that on the Sports Doctor. You know, absolutely. A powerful topic as we go along, and we want to see, how this starts to play out. But again, like I've stressed so much, Ian, on the Sports Doctor, whether you're the best athlete in the world playing professional sports, or you are a kid trying to participate in whatever the park district is doing, or you're pulling whatever hair you have out because you're trying to find out, are you competing in junior high school and high school? It's all upside down, and we really have to understand you can't be hanging around doing nothing and expect your son or daughter to be playing soccer 5 days a week with very little preparation. So, that's the 2 cents we you want to throw in at the same time when we're talking about, you know, how safe is it to go back into sports? We got to be paying, you know, big time attention. I imagine your parents and your coaches are huge fans of you getting these kids together like you're doing.
They are fans, but I have to tell you, in my community, when I walk up and down the sidelines of a soccer game, people sit down and they're very quiet because they're afraid I'm going to write about them in my next newsletter.
Yes, and if you don't write about them, I'll talk about them on the radio. Yeah, you know, this is, again, one of the challenges because, again, you know, there's some very, very serious issues mixed in. And, you know, the challenge of youth parents is a big one. That they behave, and we're not overdoing it, and we're not, you know, you're talking club sports, you're talking children that are already playing serious sports, and many times we see, you know, it's not news to any of us, the kinds of pressure sometimes we put on these kids. This is why one of the most important chapters in my book is youth sports and drugs. Why is it half these kids who are 13, 14, 15 years old are taking over-the-counter pain medicine just to play? Because they're hurting, because sometimes the schedule's too aggressive. And, you know, and we're making progress, but in some instances it's amazing. All the different organizations you talk about that we feature on the Sports Doctor, absolutely staring this in the face, saying, you know, we're still treading water. It's amazing the challenge with keeping parents and coaches educated, don't you think?
Yeah, without a doubt. But I will say, I think if there's a silver lining in this pandemic, it's that this past season, this fall season, parents enjoyed their kids' games more, and the kids enjoyed being there more. So after being off for the spring, everyone was just happy to be back. So that's a good thing.
Yes. Right through, perfect ending. Ian Goldberg, CEO, founder, iSport 360, big-time family friend. Have a wonderful holiday, you and your family. Ian, hold on real quick. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights. About a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody live from Chicago, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Mary Leonard. She is the longtime president of New York City's U.S. Athletic Training Center. She's a former dancer, choreographer, personal trainer to a lot of the arts. Mary, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you. Give us some background. Give us some background of you and the U.S. Athletic Training Center.
Okay, well, I was a trainer, and I was leasing space at another facility, and I met Gary Guerrero, who was a physical therapist and also an athletic trainer, and we decided that we wanted to make a big place where people could come that were not athletes. Athletes could come, of course, but we would treat the regular active person as if they were a professional athlete, because so many times the athletes get all the attention and other people don't. But we had a very athletic, we had Olympians following us and training with us, and we thought this would be great if we could just open a big place and let everybody else have the attention, basically, that
now
they get.
Now, you yourself were a dancer. How old were you when you were dancing? Tell us about your dancing background.
Well, I say, it's terrible, but I say I was a dancer for 5 minutes because I was a dancer and getting jobs, and then I played a recreational softball game with a rock and roll band, and I didn't know how to play softball, and someone slid into second base, and my father was a football player, so I covered the base as if I were tackling somebody, and I got hurt, and I was on Broadway and in an American Dance Machine for, a tiny bit of time, and then I really got injured. But I did do television work, industrials, and things like that before that. But I just had a little Broadway.
Yes. Well, but you also had to, again, you had a background as an athlete, what it takes. Again, as a personal trainer, we see, again, one of the biggest challenges today, and we're meeting it, but we still have a long way to go, again, is getting that active individual safe, trying to, on the left, prevent injuries. And on the right, for those who are interested, enhance performance. And many times we'll see, like you were talking about your colleague Gary, we'll have him on sometime in the future, the combination of a physical therapist and athletic trainer has been a combination that we've talked about for a long, long time, where we combine the knowledge of what it takes to be dealing with a very serious athlete with the same knowledge in physical therapy world, like for the rest of us.
Right. Correct. Yes.
How long have you been in New York? How long has the training center been around?
We've been there for 26 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes. And I was a dancer and a trainer and trained throughout that time as well. And Gary Guerrero has been a physical therapist for 30 years. So it's been exciting,
What ages are you dealing with? Because is the training center an open gym, or is it a membership facility, treatment facility?
It's 98% of it is sports physical therapy. We have a small gym membership and a small number of private trainers that come there to do their work because we're very kind of fussy about who uses the place. They have to be very safe when they train their clients and things like that. And now because of COVID, everything is, of course, have changed, but that is usually the standard.
It's all upside down, but again, the challenges, we were just talking with my friend, our first guest, Ian Goldberg with iSport 360, about the tremendous mental challenge, whether you're a professional athlete who every other day you're wondering if it's being canceled, can you play? Or whether you're the parent of a 14, 15-year-old who's been staying at home, who's not playing, trying to get back. So the pandemic has turned the whole world of physical therapy and physical training upside down. How have you guys coped?
Well, we've been there throughout the whole pandemic because a lot of people had operations just before New York was closed down, and because we're essential worker, there was one right. therapist that stayed there and treated those people that had the sports operations, and he very steadily and beautifully went through the whole pandemic treating people. And we are treating people now, but we don't have the gym facility open, and we don't have any private trainers training anybody there because of the safety for the yes. patients.
That's a different world. It absolutely is a different world. However, something that we talk about a lot on the Sports Dr. Mary in the area of the whole pandemic is the importance of a healthy person, and exercise is the best we've got to try to enhance our immune system and stay out of trouble. Everybody agrees with that.
Yes.
So this has been this push-pull challenge of saying, you know, exercise is one of the smartest things you could do. Hopefully, yes. you know, people are doing more things at home. They're going for a walk. But, you know, working out and having a gym, very, very important. Yet, one of the areas that every time you turn around, it's closed down. Nuts.
That's true. Also, you know, I still take dance class at a studio in New York City, and that studio is closed down. The theaters are closed down. So I was very hesitant to take the virtual classes. And I kind of gave into it because it's all we have, you know. I have to do it. I don't like it. It doesn't have the same, you know, adrenaline and all that. And also, I've been surfing since I'm a little girl. And when the pandemic happened, I ordered the winter suit and the whole thing and, you know, said, I'll surf and that'll be great. And then my son said to me, who, by the way, was a hockey player, so I know about the sports, youth sports thing very much. He said, what if you get hurt? You're going to take a bet up from somebody, you know, that has COVID, because it hit New York very heavily.
Really?
Everybody knows. Yes. And I was like, oh, my gosh. That's true.
Being a little tough on you.
Oh, he was tough, but he was absolutely right.
Tell him if he wants to, is he still playing hockey?
He graduated from college already, so he plays recreationally, you know, but it was very amazing.
We've been putting orthotics in figure skates and hockey skates for 3.5 decades, for optimum alignment and stability to be 2 steps quicker, although he could take advantage. You know, it's interesting when you and I had first talked, some of the best athletes in the world are dancers.
I agree.
And many times, like in the world of figure skating, where there's so much art connected, a lot of people don't really, really get it. When I've had some orthopedic and podiatry experts on who deal with the world of dance, talking in awe of the kind of athleticism it takes physically for those particular sports. And again, I have a chapter in my book, Hair Staircase Sports Parent, Mary. It's called The Prodigy Sports. And the prodigy sports are like figure skating and gymnastics, ballet, dance, where you have 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. This is all they want to do. We could tell them all day, we want you to play other sports, but this is what they love to do. So, and, you know, dancing is absolutely one of them. So what are some of the age groups you work with over at the training center?
We really go the whole gamut. You know, there are young, like you say, gymnasts that come in, and all of the sports, runners, young runners, and all the way up through some very older people that just don't want to stop moving.
Yeah, so the youngsters, here's the pearl from the sports doctor for you, which is there's not a person in the joint who doesn't benefit from strengthening their feet and ankles big time. That's one of the pearls from the sports doctor for the U.S. Athletic Training Center. What's the website, Mary, people go to find out information about the center?
It's usatc.com. So United States Athletic Training Center, but just usatc.com.
Yeah,
and they can find out anything about it there.
Yeah, you know, and like everywhere else, again, this challenge of trying to be able to adapt. Adaptability is a gigantic word, you know, physically as well as mentally, to what the pandemic so far has wreaked such havoc. again, whether kids are in school and not in school, whether a sport's being played, it's not being played, and the challenge of trying to, you know, have some sort of sensible training and or schedules, you know, and you working with a lot of the different people who could come in, they try to come in. I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Well, my sports psychology skills are, you know, I mean, Gary is the one that's really fixing the athletes, and there are young athletes that are coming in now that are slightly injured that are taking advantage of the time.
Yeah, but you got to deal with their families, you know, right?
Yes, their families are there.
Yes, big that's time. True. If you have a young 12, 13-year-old dancer, how young were you when you first started doing anything in the world of dance?
In the world of dance, I was 9 or 10, you know, 9, 10. And then I was also a competitive swimmer, though. So I did do, I didn't do it full in like regular dancers do.
Swimming's great strength training. Yeah, that's a lot of, you know, that's great body training in the world of swimming. It's great competition, combination. But that's an exact example about what we're talking about in the challenge of youth sports. It's prodigy sports, the young figure skater or gymnast and or dancer who's 9, 10, 11 years old, and they're doing something 3-4 days a week, and half of them are hurt. So this is one of the big challenges that we try to have organizations like yourself taking a big part in that type of education, you know, again, like with parents and or coaches, right?
Yes, that's very true. I mean, some parents are so fabulous, and some of them are just a bit much.
Yes.
You know, just
are
like,
you kidding? Yes. You could do a movie.
Lay back.
We're doing a movie on it. Actually, it's a documentary. With Chesapeake
Great.
Films, Joel Franco. It's called Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. And one of the big topics included is the pressure and parents. And overkill and overdoing it with all the awareness and education. I've been screaming about it, I don't know, 25 years, it's going to take a few weeks at least.
Right.
With all of the education and awareness, again, it's the same thing. A 14-year-old got Tommy John surgery. You know, last week I had the team physicians for the New York Yankees, Dr. Chris, and we talked about the crazy world of the fact that there was still with these overarm injuries, overdoing it, including surgery.
Yes,
we'll talk more about you and the U.S. Athletic Training Center. We're talking to Mary Leonard, their longtime president. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows and see topics, who is on, international guests, national guests, local guests. Listen to whatever you'd like. You can go to newspaper articles and magazines and read about an array of topics, everything from concussions to what's the best shoe for your son or daughter, to all aspects of sports medicine. I can't tell you how many guests I get from LinkedIn and Twitter. At Sports Doc Radio for Twitter, we're talking to Mary Leonard, New York City, my hometown, the Bronx, longtime president, New Athletic Training Center. So physical therapy, Gary, he's a big part of your organization, And what other, do you have any other associates who are working there with you guys, or what were some of the classes or activities that were a big part of your center before the pandemic?
Before everything happened, we had a totally different setup because of the social distancing. Before that, we'd have a trainer and a physical therapist working with the patient. So the physical therapist would do all the manual work and stretching and things like that, and the trainer would do the strengthening, because one of the biggest parts of what we do that's different from other physical therapy centers is that we put a very big focus on strengthening. You know, you have to stretch, but you have to strengthen also, or else you're just going to get re-injured again, because
people become
out of pain. Yeah, and they don't.
It's become a very big deal to bridge the gap between someone's physical therapy, where they might have been rehabbing, and the importance of strengthening in order to try to stay out of trouble, including the importance of strengthening whatever the sport happens to be.
Correct.
Well, you know, I used to put orthotics in swimmer shoes. What, Dr. Weil? What are you talking about? Because they all ran 5 days a week as part of their training. So sometimes we see especially with some of these growing kids, the tendency is to be so over-aggressive. And again, that personal trainer's role, which is, again, to adapt into, you know, what sport is this particular boy or girl playing, and what are the kinds of strengthening that makes sense in that particular kind of sport? Different stuff for a football player than for the young dancer.
Yes, very much so. And we
besides the helmet.
Exactly. But the physical therapists are experienced physical therapists, and also most of them have either danced or played collegiate sports before they became therapists. A lot of them actually had been injured, and that's how they got interested in being a physical therapist, because they went through it on the way up to trying to do their sports at a higher level.
Oh, yeah. And again, the combination of the physical therapist and athletic trainer, some of the greatest geniuses in the world that I've had on the radio show for decades are athletic trainers. And their responsibility for everything from, God forbid, some sort of serious spinal injury to a sprained ankle, and to the fact that half the schools don't even have certified athletic trainers. But to bring that perspective into the athletic and rehab world is a great combination, again, in order to put together all the things it takes. If you're an athletic trainer, you really, really know a lot about all of these particular sports and what might be necessary as far as the strength training, you know, coming in. And then again, you know, you got to be good sports psychologists with the parents. That's what we were talking about. Or the coaches.
Yes, the coaches can be quite the event also.
What do you mean the kids hurt again, Mary? What do you mean the kids hurt again? One of the chapters in my book, I pay huge attention, a big, big deal on the sports doctor, and it's called Youth Sports and Drugs. And the fact that so many of these teenagers who play on youth sports live on over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medicine. And I tell parents all the time, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. But many times we see it's just done anyway, again, because of the overkill, too many pitches, too much running and jumping, too much, I call it the terrible twos. So again, education, big part of what you guys are all about, right?
Yes, very much so. And also a lot of coaches that are very caring about their athletes do bring them in and expose them to the treatment that we give, especially to people. And they come from all over, really. He used to coach at a college in Michigan and fly them in so that Gary can assess them and see what's going on, so that they get better care, or know what better care at least is. Because sometimes people don't even know the difference, really.
Well, you know, there's so much overkill that's going on. Everybody's an expert that many times, again, you know, filtering through. You know, Bob Guida, my long-term mentor, we saw the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons and the Jimmy Connors They weren't coming to me. They were coming to him, trainer of champions. And one of the first things he did, he said, let me see you balance on one foot. Let me see you do a partial squat on one foot, part of the real type of analysis that we would do some sort of screening. How can you be jumping for rebounds if you can't balance on one foot? The biomechanics with the kinds of levels of athletes that you might be dealing with, I think is you know, very, very important. Again, like we said, the world has changed, but it's going to go back.
It
is. Next year, we will be back. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We're all fed up. We're up to our ears, but it's exploding in our population.
And I think it will be better than ever, and people will be much more, I know, much more enthusiastic, because it's been horrible having to deal with what to do. Even if you're an active person, you know, what do you do?
Yes. Oh, there's no doubt about it. And we're a year away from normalcy, at least. And we have to get through this as best we can. The point is, there's vaccines. They're coming. And they are going to be very effective, but it's still going to be time. And, you know, the chaos has been total in our society as we're talking on Thanksgiving Eve, right?
Right.
But, hey, we got to count our blessings. I tell people on the sports doctor all the time, number one, stay safe. Number two, stay informed. So I'm sure you're in the middle of all of that.
Yes. I mean, because, like I said to you before, New York really got blindsided by this pandemic. And I think here we kind of are, everybody has a mask on here in Manhattan. You know, if you don't have a mask on, people look at you like,
yeah.
You know,
one of the biggest absurdities in our history was the politicalization of masks. You couldn't you couldn't write that story on Saturday Night Live.
How real
that became. New York now is one of the safest areas. They've really, really, really paid huge attention. It's the rest of the country that thought, not me. Anyway, Mary, give me the website again. We're almost out of time. President,
okay,
U.S. Athletic Training Center.
Okay, it's usatc.com. So any information?
usatc.com. Find out all about it.
Correct.
Again, Mary Leonard, longtime president. We'll get Gary on sometime in the future. Have a safe holiday.
Thank you very much
for joining me. Hold on
Thanks
quickly.
For having
we'll
me.
Be right back, everybody. Hold on there. You're the sports doctor. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. The Sports Doctors In segment. We answer some emails. You want to email me, drryl, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. We talk about some upcoming shows. By the way, this month, next month, one of the two, National Diabetes Awareness Month. Diabetes is a scourge in our society, and people need to pay attention to prevention. So much of it is lifestyle behavior oriented. So pay big attention. My profession, podiatry, often is the first profession to see a possible diabetic, because the feet, furthest area from the heart, changes in the blood vessels, numbness, tingling, failure for healing, all could be signs initially, so pay attention. Great shows coming up next week. The running doctor, podiatrist Dr. Robert Weiss, joins me, parenting expert, as well as sports parenting. She contributed to Hey Sports Parents, the book. Janice Meredith is with us the following week. A longtime colleague, trainer of youth tennis champions, Timur Halligan. He is out there with that fantastic Raleigh Racquet Club. He's the GM out there. And then Teresa Power, we've got her back and her organization, Kids Yoga Day, International Kids Yoga Day. Again, one great show after another. Let's see, we have some emails that I'm going to grab here. Sam says, a bunions inherited. My mother, my sister, that bump on the side of the big toe. You know, Sam, often, yes, heredity, the inheriting of a particular foot structure that allows development of that dislocation of the big toe joint, a la the bunion deformity, is an inherited characteristic. In my surgical career, I saw about a dozen families, grandma in her late 60s, her daughter in her middle late 40s, her daughter early 20s, all surgical correction. We started paying huge attention to preventive orthotics, the earlier the better. Great, helpful success. So the right shoe, getting foot care. Today, there are very sophisticated surgical options, and sometimes they're necessary. So, yes, inherited characteristics. Ann says, my 14-year-old daughter, she's a serious figure skater. Her arches have always bothered her. You know, Ann, it's a common problem I see. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows that's one of my real big-time specialties. I've been putting orthotics and figure skates 40 years, give or take a few weeks. The poster boy, 10th anniversary, Evan Lysacek from Naperville, Illinois, the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medalist, wore the orthotics since he was 10. I still brag about him. So big understanding that great success in controlling the mechanics of aggravating those arches, whether your daughter has flat-type pronated feet, whether she has high rigid arches. Over-the-counter inserts are just that. They're over-the-counter. If you see a podiatrist who, of course, is familiar with orthotics, there, again, are narrow thin types could be very, very helpful. Other times we see orthotics in the shoes, depending on the problem, but the good news is orthotics could be magic in getting rid of the problem. Oh, by the way, they'll enhance every aspect of your daughter's skating. Same orthotics that will get rid of her arch problems, will enhance her edging, her stability, her balance, and it's an exciting part of it. Kate, I'm a 45-year-old jogger. I've had runner's knee on and off. The strengthening, talk about what's important. What's important, Kate, is to be examined biomechanically. Runner's knee usually is a persistent tendonitis. Often it's the persistent patellar tendonitis, the tendon that connects the kneecap to the shin bone. Other times it's other parts of the knee, it's running related, and often that's biomechanical. The pronated foot excessively stresses the knee, torque, twist, and often for 100 years we've been putting orthotics in runner shoes. Started with the great George Sheehan, the famous cardiologist author. He was posthumously a part of the induction class, inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame in my class in 2019. George Sheehan, the running cardiologist, he helped put podiatry on the map because he was this prominent cardiologist. And he'd say to his orthopedic friends, you got these runners' knee problems, look at their feet. So you want to pay attention to podiatry besides physical therapy to be included. Strengthening, be in the right shoe for your particular feet, and then also pay attention to the role of orthotics when it comes to preventing those kinds of problems. You know, speaking of Timmer, he had called in an email, I was like last month. He said, you know, one of these 13-year-old tennis kids, he plays 5 days a week. He's been diagnosed with turf toe. It's been problematic for at least 6 months. And we talked about how important it was to take a look biomechanically at that particular foot mechanics. Turf toe is not a medical term. In general, it's a sprain, strain to all the structures around the big toe joint. It could be the tendons on the top of the toe. It can involve even the sesamoid bones underneath the big toe joint. It can involve the capsule of the joint. It got named turf toe because of artificial surface years ago, and you would stick like flypaper and hyperextend or bend underneath and strain that particular area. Often, the persistence is biomechanically oriented. Again, we might use an accommodated orthotic. We might pay big attention to the biomechanics of the ball of the foot to try to structurally protect that particular area. Orthotics become a big part of that bargain. We pay big attention to strengthening, gripping-type exercises with the toes. The sand dune stepper is a great piece of exercise because it simulates being on the sand where you can really work those toes. If you go to Sand Dune Stepper on Instagram, it's an amazing array of types of exercises and groups who are strengthening. Great stability work. Again, we all over on my platforms this week, we talked about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, more important now than ever, safety. Again, my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky Zartman, she just published a book recently, Win at Aging. And I'm featured on the cover. My quote is on the cover of that book. But she talks so much about, she calls it Sports Parenting 101, all aspects of coaching, of sports. We pay big attention to the Sports Doctors In segment, biomechanically, shoes, foot mechanics, feet, ankles. We have 8 experts, everything from the world of nutrition involved. Great present. Everybody, again, happy, happy, safe Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Stay informed. See you next week, Sports Doctor.